And then to stop it when it's done?
Yeah, I just hit the stop button. Yep.
Okay. Thank you.
Ready? We'll call the meeting to order for the Plan Commission of Alloway on Monday, January 27th. It's about 6:31 at the Alloway Village Hall. First agenda topic is roll call. Trustee Dart.
Here.
Plan Commissioner Rope.
Here.
We have Adam Perillo has been excused or...
Adam has decided to resign from the board. He just, too many things going on, he just can't make a commitment to it, so he will no longer be on the committee.
Hanson?
Here.
Coppenrood?
Here.
Retzloff?
Here.
And Clausen is, I don't know if she was called for this meeting or not.
Yes, she was. I would mark her absent.
Very absent. And Kawada present. Fed agenda topic 2, modify or adopt the agenda.
I move to adopt the agenda.
By Trustee Dart, a second.
I have a couple of questions. A
couple
of
questions, yes.
So, in our annual report, it says we're supposed to have a discussion of 2014 agenda items at this meeting. Doesn't appear on our agenda.
That could be wrapped into the final review. Before we approve that, we could have that discussion.
Right. I was just wondering if it was also appropriate to thank Trevor for his work as the intern and welcome the new intern.
Yes, indeed. I was going to do that under announcements, but...
Okay.
I
wanted it to appear somewhere on the agenda, so... So those are the only two comments I have.
And we'll cover that under announcements? Okay. So we have a motion by Trustee Dart. Is there a second?
I'll second.
By Copenrud. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay. The motion carries. We're on to topic 3, minutes from the December 16, 2013 meeting. Hopefully everyone's had an opportunity to review. I guess just a comment. Tracy, there's a few items in here, like under miscellaneous on page 3, that you will email Bob Mock and follow up on like Barb's comments. Has some of those things been done, or are you going to cover that under announcements, or is just an update somewhere along the way?
Yes, the things in here, like the sending the information to Bob Mock, has been taken care of, and other items in this have been taken care of. Anything that was directed to take care of prior to the next meeting.
Okay.
Move to adopt.
By Retzloff, is there a second? Trustee Dart, any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay. The motion carries. On to topic 4, announcements. Tracy?
I just have a couple.
The Hoffman Road public informational meeting, I just wanted to let you folks know that the informational meeting for that project will be held on this Thursday, beginning at 6 p.m. In this room. So if anyone is interested and you'd like to provide any input, please plan on attending. It will be hosted by the Public Works Director and the Brown County Highway Department as well. I do have an informational flyer on it if anybody wants to grab one as a reminder. They are here.
Tracy,
I also have the preliminary plan set.
For the benefits of everyone in the audience, what are the limits of that project, please?
It's Hoffman Road, and it's from Webster Avenue all the way down to the East River.
Thank you.
Over the bridge, I should say. The plans are here. You certainly are welcome to take a look at them. I'm not going to go through them all with you tonight, but basically the western section from Webster down to Libel will be a reconstruction or resurfacing. Sidewalks on both sides, bike lanes on both sides, a parking lane on the south or north, I can't remember which. And then once you get to the east side of Libel, look at a roundabout at the intersection of Libel and Hoffman. And then continuing east would be, again, a two-lane road section with bike lanes and sidewalks on both sides. And then a trail connection going down to the East River near the mall on the north side of the road. And then the bike lanes and sidewalks continuing over the bridge. So that's very quickly the nutshell of what the roadway is designed to be. If you'd like to take a look at these after the meeting, they will be here, so please take a look. And then if you can attend the meeting, that would be great. Then you can have a chance to look at it and get some input into the project as well.
And is that informational flyer on the village website?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
The other thing I just want to let you know, the comprehensive plan, the update that you folks worked on for about a year, was approved at the village board last Tuesday? Last Tuesday. So it is finalized. We have put a final document. I'm going to have Alex, I should have introduced him first. This is Alex, our new intern. He just started about 2 weeks ago, and he's taken over for Trevor. Trevor's last day was Friday, and he did a great job. We had a going away party for him, and he was at the village board as well to get some recognition. So we wish Trevor luck as he goes forward, and he really, like I said, did a nice job for us. Alex comes to us from the University of Wisconsin-Green Bay. He is a student in his junior year in public administration and public policy. And I'm going to pass the mic on him because he's going to go through the comp plan and kind of give you a heads up on where we're at on that and what happened with that.
With Trevor's help, we put together the comprehensive plan update. We have a copy in each of your drawers. We would like to share that with the board, so if we could, we'd be able to keep those in the drawer. But if you would like your own copy, you go ahead and make one for it.
And if you guys want an electronic copy, if you want the hard copy,
we just got that way the village board and plan commission and any other committee that uses this room would have access to the updated comprehensive plan. But again, if you, and Alex said, if you would like a copy of your own or an electronic copy, please let Alex know, and then he'd be happy to get that for you. So it was nice to get that. Yes, on the website as well. Yes.
Welcome, Alex, and thank you. I think it makes a lot of sense to have access to the comprehensive plan. I really like it because now Trustee Dart can force the other board members to look at it from time to time when discussions happen, so very good idea.
The other comment is I just wanted to let you know the status of the Hilltop Way project, which is with the fire took place, basically what they're calling the Cornerstone Apartments. It is not on the agenda this evening because the developer is not ready to proceed at this point. He had some information he had to compile from the last meeting and did not get it back to me. They had some checking to do. So I would assume it will be at our February meeting, and they will come forth with it again and answer some of the questions that the Plan Commission had. So that is the status of that project at this point in time. Like I said, it will be at our February meeting once the developer and gets a chance to look back at everything that was that they all the input from the board or the commission in your December meeting.
Yes.
And then one other thing in regard to that process, I'm sorry.
Were you going to talk about the village attorney's letter at all with respect to that?
I certainly can touch on that if you'd like me to. Hopefully, everybody got a copy of the attorney's letter. Basically, with the development of that property, they have two choices on what they can go through, the PDD, which is a process that began with the December meeting, or site plan review. They can go through a site plan review as long as they are meeting our zoning code and the property is zoned properly. They have to go through a PDD if they are not meeting the zoning code for that particular development, and there's a zoning issue with it. They're trying to put a different type of zoning in a zoning district. So upon review of our, the question was asked by the developer in regard to the PDD versus the site plan review process. Our attorney looked into it and basically came back with the fact that the way our ordinances are written, the developer has a choice of going one or the other. So that's part of the reason that it will probably be coming to the February meeting, because the developer is looking at that, looking at the zoning code for that district, which is a high-density district, and see if his development or his proposed development can fit within that zoning code. If he feels it can and can meet the requirements, then he could go through the site plan review process rather than a PDD process. So that's where it kind of sits right now. I've got some preliminary input back from the developer's attorney that they may be looking at a site plan review versus a PDD process. So when it comes back in February, it may go through that process versus the PDD process. And as you folks know, and just I know there's two gentlemen here from the area, PDD is maybe a more in-depth process. There's a preliminary PDD at Plan Commission, then it goes to Village Board, then it comes to back to Plan Commission as a final, then goes to Village Board for final, and then has a final public hearing that the Village Board hosts. With the site plan review, it's a similar process. A lot of the requirements are similar, but it is a two-step process. It comes to Plan Commission, and then Plan Commission makes a recommendation to the Village Board, and the Village Board can approve or disapprove of it. So there's not as intense of a process as there is with a PDD. So at the February meeting, I would encourage you to come back. The residents, if they come back to the February meeting, will be notified within the 200-foot radius, as well as anybody that signed the petition and put their address on the petition will be notified as well. If you do not receive anything, then we have not gotten anything back from the developer yet, so then it will not be on the February meeting. But we will notify you if indeed we've gotten something from the developer and he wants to proceed on with the process. So that is a lot, but that's kind of where we are with that particular development.
Tracy, for the February meeting, I believe we had something put together that explained the PDD process and also site plan review. It might be helpful to have that document so members of the public, if they're questioning our process, we can show it's our process and that's what it is.
Yeah, absolutely. And if any of the residents are interested, it is on our website as well. There's a document explaining what the PDD process is, what the site plan review and the differences between the two, and it tells you exactly a developer how to go through that, so you can get some more information that way too. To look that up. So that's really the kind of where that one is and how it's moving through the process. So I'm thinking it will be back in February, but we'll see how the developer does with that. And then there's one other caveat with the whole process that I just want to reinforce with you folks is when these developments come through and they're either PDD or site plan review, please remember when you're commenting on it, you're looking at it, you're at the public meetings at all, to keep in mind the requirements of PDD and site plan review. Don't get off on something that maybe isn't within your jurisdiction. You know, really remember what you can comment on and what you should be commenting on. If you personally don't like it, that's up to you. That's fine. But that should not really be voiced in here. You should, if it's meeting the requirements of the PDD or the site plan review, then it should be able to go on whether you like it or not. Maybe you don't like the color of it, you don't like whatever the case may be, but if it really falls in within our zoning ordinance, then it shouldn't be stated. So please keep that in mind as you're going forward. I know it's hard, because especially with this particular development, because it is very controversial. There's, you know, been a lot that's happened at that site. The residents are very involved in it. And then I think that's even more important to really keep your personal bias one way or the other or your personal feelings out of it as much as you possibly can and really stick to, you know, the rules and requirements of the PDD and the site plan review. So just please keep that in mind as we move forward, because it's going to be a tough one anyway, I think. And if we can just stay on a straight and arrow, then we won't have any issues with it. So if you can keep that in mind, that would be great. And I think that was the last one. I already introduced Alex, and the fact that Trevor is gone, I think that is all the announcements that I have.
Any other planning commission announcements? Trustee Dart, anything?
No.
With that, we will go on to agenda topic 5, public appearances. Is there anyone from the public that would like to speak tonight?
Yes.
If you would, please come up to the microphone and state your name and address for the record, please.
I'm Pat Duchato. I live on Hilltop. And I wasn't going to speak at all tonight, but in light of what she had said, having the two options of the PDD process or having the site review process, if MACO decides to go the site review, all he has to do is meet current standards, and it takes a lot of the amendments to the PDD process out of the hands of the Planning Commission. And I'm not well written or read into the PDD process, but I do know in the PDD process you can write site-specific amendments into that, whereas in the site review process, you're stuck. You take what he gives you. So just bear that in mind. And we don't have an option to make him do the PDD process. Is it his choice?
Yes. We did have the attorney review and see if we could require him, and our ordinance would not, the way it's written, would not require the PDD.
Okay, that's kind of disheartening. You take what you get, and we're going to end up getting what he offers, too. So, but, okay, thank you. I just wanted to put that out.
Any other public comments? Hearing none, we'll go on to agenda topic 6, approval of the certified map for 748 East St. Joseph. Tracy, anything?
I know we have a couple of representatives here for the CSM. The only thing I want to add that's not on the agenda is that the county is reviewing this at this time as well. Peter Schlein has gotten back to me and said it's in their process. He figures it will be done probably by the end of the week or the next week. He does not have anything that he feels will stop the CSM through the county's level, so they are comfortable with what it is. He said there may be some minor things that they will work through, but nothing that would stop the process. So I just wanted to let you know that going in, they do not have an issue. The other thing I just want to make sure you understand as well, this did go through Board of Appeals. The Board of Appeals allowed the front yard setback to be reduced to 20 feet versus 30 feet. Under the condition that the side yard setbacks are left at 30 feet, which they are not required to be, but the developer has said that he will agree with that, so it lines up with the homes that are to the east of both of the parcels on East St. Joseph and then Floral Drive. So with that, I will turn it over to the gentleman that are here for the CSM if you have any other questions for them.
I guess one question, Tracy, in the memo, what is the zoning? It mentioned the zoning was appropriate.
It's a residential.
Okay.
I'd like to know what the maximum allowable building footprint for each lot is.
You know, I'm gonna run against this code book and grab it. So I don't know if these gentlemen want to go ahead with something. I'll grab that real quick.
I've got the A residential thing here if you want to look at it.
I was a little confused by how the rear yard is calculated.
Thank you.
at 2696 Lost Dolphin Pier. I'm the surveyor. We do have a copy of the footprint here for the buildings if you'd like to see it.
Sure. Do you have the area calculated for those?
Yes.
Okay, so it indicates that lot one would have a apparently a maximum allowable building footprint of 2,528 square feet, lot two, 3,274 square feet, and lot three, 2,524 square feet. Thank you.
And I realize this is just a certified survey map, but Tracy, did you look at, like, our bicycle pedestrian plan? I don't think we had anything on East River.
Or we did check into that, and there is nothing slated for that area. In fact, it was actually discussed at the Board of Appeals. We talked about that. Sidewalks and that type of thing.
Okay.
In regard to the side or the rear yard setback, Roger, the rear yard, the way it's stated in the ordinance, is 20% of the depth of the lot, but not less than 15 feet. If you take the depth of the lot, 20% is actually 17.8 feet, which you would round up to 18 feet.
Okay.
So the rear yard setback would be 18 feet.
We do have that on the footprint here.
Okay. So, yeah, I just wanted to make sure those were buildable areas. So.
And, Tracy, there's no floodplain or any other issues? This is down by the...
There is floodplain, and they're going to have to be very aware of that when they build these lots. There's going to be some filling. That was one of the things that came up at Board of Appeals as well, is the floodplain drainage. And the building inspector will be working closely with them because they're going to be bringing a lot of dirt into this lot. We want to make sure that they are not, which they cannot, dump water from their lots onto their neighbors.
We'll be doing a Walmart health on all three properties when they're completed. If you look on the CSM, you'll see where the flood or the flood zone line is. You look on lot one, you kind of extend just into the east portion. So Mr. Nelser will be filling his lots out 2 feet above the base flood. And then we'll taper it down to meet the existing back there. So we can take them out, actually take them out of the flood zone.
Is there any other Planning Commission questions, comments? This is your chance.
I have a question that's not probably relevant, but there's a huge pile of dirt in the middle of this, you know, I don't know which lot it's actually in. Is that there for a reason?
That'll be dirt to, because we have to raise that lot up to get above the floodplain, the BFE.
That's the 2 feet above.
Yes.
And that's what that's.
That's what the dirt is there for.
Thank you. I see a big pile like that and think, well, maybe something was excavated. Yeah, tonight's a good night for that.
Any other questions? Otherwise, thank you. And
thank you.
I would accept a motion. Unless there's some deep thinking going on or deep questions.
I'll make a motion to approve the CSM.
Copeland Road.
Do we need to make it contingent on the county's approval at all?
Yeah. Or is that just a given?
I would say you do not have to. The village looks at it as a separate review and approval process. They have to get county approval anyway, and even if we would approve it, county's like, no, it's not going through, then it would come back, and if there's any substantial changes from the county, then it would come back to us.
Good question. But we still have a motion.
I'll second.
Okay, by second, by Hanson. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay. The motion carries. Thank you. Moving on to agenda topic 7, discussion on the village official map.
We do have the official map up here, which we looked at a couple of different times, this one, which is what we've been using. It serves a purpose for the official map, but it really doesn't meet our requirements for the official map because we have not updated it for many years, as Craig would say, our public works director. I discussed it with Craig today, just to tell him what's coming back to Planning Commission, and basically, they will not have time really to work on it and get it updated until 2015 with the amount of work that they have right now. Part of it, also, I think that Craig is...
Excuse me. Who do you mean they won't have?
The Public Works Department and the engineer to get it done, and our CAD operator and getting all the work done. So what I would like to, when Craig and I talked about it today... I don't know if we're as familiar with the official map and what its role is and what it needs to have on it and what it doesn't need to have on it and what, you know, why it's required. So what I would like to do, and I haven't even talked to Alex about this, but is to have Alex do some research for us on what an official map is, why it has to be done, what needs to be included on it, and do all of our research for us, and then he can work with Craig and he can work with the CAD operator and see if we can maybe expedite it a little bit. We have official maps at my last job, but it's a lot different because, and Mark can maybe attest to this, when you're in a growing community or community that isn't developed, it's really important to have an official map because it shows all your roads. And when the developer comes in, it's like, okay, there is going to be an east-west road going through there or a north-south road that needs to be going through your development. We don't really have that here because we're pretty well built out. So there's still, I'm sure, a reason to have an official map, and I'm sure we should have one and have one updated. So I would just like to do all the research, have Alex really look into that, work with Planning Department, maybe with the state, get some good information for us, and then we'll come back and look what we need to do for our official map. So that's kind of where it is right now, and I know, like Chris said, it's part of your rules and regulations. Planning Commission is part of that.
Some of the history, when we became a Planning Commission, Roger and I were tasked with kind of looking at what is a Planning Commission, and it hit us right in the eyes that, hey, you're supposed to have an official map. You're right, we don't maybe have a need as Bellevue or some other communities, but at the same time, if we do a TIF district redevelopment, or like even, I think it was private, but the alley that was behind the gas station on Beaupré Street, technically if that came off, if that would have been public, that should have been updated on the map. So I think it would be a good project for Alex. And I think it would be also helpful to understand what is the background. Maybe it's not that big of a deal, and maybe we say, hey, we looked at it, it's good enough, even in its current form, or maybe it's something we need to do more of.
Exactly.
And I'm not sure. I'd be great to know, should we be doing more with trails or other infrastructure or utilities or other things? And I think you're right. To have that information, just to go to Craig and say, hey, you got Hoffman Road, you got Alloy Avenue, or you got all these different projects going on Riverside, now isn't the time to just say, unless here's why we need it.
Right.
So that's a fair proposal.
Yeah. So if that's all right with you guys, we'd like to do work on it that way and see and get to it as soon as we can. But again, it may be 2015 before we get it all done, but maybe with the help, we'll get it a little bit sooner. So.
And I think that those materials from UW Stevens Point, I think there might be stuff in there about official mapping, so that might be a good place.
To start with, because they have some good information out there already, so we don't need to reinvent it. I'm sure there's plenty of information, and Barb probably could help out on it. I'm sure she has more insight into official maps than we have as well. So.
That sounds reasonable. Thank you for following up.
Sure.
And with that, agenda topic 8, final review of the 2013 annual report.
This is the latest, I believe, the greatest from Trevor that Trevor put together. any changes that you see or anything that you want to add. I did notice something we need to change on page 2. It says this is the second annual. It's probably in the middle of the report. Actually, the third annual. And it's relating to 2013 versus 2012. I just had that one. So that's what I thought. But if there's other things in here that you would like to change out, or as you look through it, if there's other things that are not that where you would like them to be as far as timelines, we can change that as well.
I think on page 3, I'd prefer to change that first title, 2013 Major Accomplishments, just to 2013 Accomplishments. I'm not sure all of those items are
major.
That significant.
That's fine. Howard, you were going to say something?
On page 4. Yeah. I don't know what you got in the middle of the page. It's a bullet point. Maybe I just didn't read it right. Review submitted proposals and make recommendations to the village board. And it has May 2014 as a completion date or a target date. Does that mean, am I missing something?
No, you really aren't, because it could be a December submitted proposal versus that. So it could be any time during the year. So maybe it's just an ongoing type thing rather than a specific date to it. Or
maybe. That's fine. I just didn't. I wasn't sure why May was there. That's all.
Yeah, and I'm not sure how that got in.
Yeah, we could either take the date out or the whole thing. I mean, that's really one of our purposes.
Yeah.
I think the key, and I really don't care about dates, because part of it comes down to staff workload, it comes down to what we have going on. I mean, we have accomplished quite a bit as a planning commission. I just don't want to lose the steam. I mean, the big thing is I want to get involved in, hopefully, the TIP district's kind of left our, we haven't really done a whole lot with that. I think the other thing was with some of our other projects going on, we need to take a look at that bicycle pedestrian plan and some things back when we did look at it versus opportunities we have to shape the future now. Like, for example, came up on St. Joseph Street, the HME property came along, they're willing to put sidewalk on, but our plan only had sidewalk on one side of the street. Did that make sense? If St. Joseph Street is part of the TIP district and we're going to redevelop it and put all this effort into it, why would we only have sidewalk on one side of the street? So I think some of those kind of discussions we should start having a regular basis soon. So I guess with that, is there any further discussion about the timelines? I mean, what priorities do we want to push up? We're already going into February.
There's only one that I see on page 4. It's the review of zoning along Riverside Drive. You know, with the upcoming redo of Riverside Drive, you know, it might be in our interest to keep that up on the top. I mean, I know that's not going to happen for a while, but we're going to start again having meetings, I think, those of us who are on that committee this year. And so to the extent to which we have some zoning that we're comfortable with or that's current, it might just help us in those discussions. So as long as that's up near the top of the priorities.
One of the things that Trevor and Alex did when Alex first got here is look at that area. And as you can see along the river, that's all zoned light industrial.
Tracy, we can't really see with the table. Can you bring it up to the end of the table so we can all? Okay, that's fine. Everybody see?
There isn't much review that's necessary.
Yeah.
It's all.
Yeah, so you can see this is all zoned light industrial. Mm-hmm. And Trevor and Alex kind of drove around and looked at all of that. And there's really just one section up on Marina Street that would probably fall in the category of light industrial. It's a tool and die shop, is that right, Alex?
I believe it was precision tool and die.
So I think that's something that we're going to be bringing forward sooner than later, because, first of all, we really don't want light industrial in there, and a lot of the parcels are fairly small, and you probably couldn't even fit a light industrial type facility in there. So that's one zoning that we're starting to work and move forward on, so that would be addressing the Riverside Drive corridor. The other thing that Trevor, well, this is a TIF map, but it doesn't show the whole village, sorry. The other section of it, you'll see in our whole zoning map, there's little one spot of B residential. And again, Trevor and Alex went through the community on those one spot zonings to see if they actually are B residential, which should be condos. A lot of them are not and really need to be rezoned to A. So we just met with the attorney today to get that process going as well, to rezone those and make them what they actually are. So that will be coming forth to you. That one will probably come first, and then we're going to do the industrial after, because we don't want to get too much going at one time. So we are working on some of the rezoning type things that really need to take place, and this definitely, the light industrial needs to be taken care of as well.
Is the attorney going to do kind of a broad brush preliminary analysis of what needs to be rezoned to show us before he goes through and does all of the legal descriptions?
Yes, what's going to happen, we just met with him today, he is going to give me a cheat sheet, if you want to call it that, a process that we need to go through to go ahead and with the rezoning of the parcels and how he would like to see it handled and what needs to happen. So yes, he will go through that first and then figure out what really fits the category and what doesn't and what parcels are in there and what are not. So, yeah.
And would that include like a public meeting so the property owners would be involved instead of just being a victim that we change all your zoning and good luck?
Yes, we would be required to have a public hearing on it because it's part of Chapter 11 zoning code. Also, his suggestion on the industrial area, which is predominantly business right now, a commercial, is to have an informational meeting beforehand with all of them, because there's a lot of businesses out there, and he said you just want them to understand it before, so they don't also get this letter saying, hey, we're looking at rezoning, you know, this is the meeting it's at. So he highly recommended we hold an informational meeting at least for the industrial area. He didn't think it was as important for the residential, because actually going to a, you're going to a higher level zoning district versus, you know, you went from B to A, so he didn't feel you necessarily need an informational meeting for that. But that's something you guys could think about too, if you want to handle it that way.
And for the rezoning, I mean, for some of the stuff, because it's in the heart of our TIF district, it makes sense to do it. I mean, if industrial is not what we're looking for, I mean, that's, I don't remember in all the meetings on the TIF district, the village board saying they want industrial in this area. That's not what I heard.
Well, most of the uses there are not industrial at this point.
Right.
They're all business commercial.
Yeah, so. and that's exactly what Alex and Trevor found when they were looking at the area. There's really the one business that's industrial at this point.
I guess the one question I would have, and I know you did this a few years ago, we should probably do a check-in with the pier in Green Bay to see what they got planned in their areas, if they have any changes or updates going on, just so we're not proposing something that's radical compared to what they have. I mean, hopefully their citizens come into our area to use shops or whatever we do in these areas, so but we should be aware of it.
Yeah, well, as we put that on your list, we'll check with Green Bay and DePere on it as we go forward.
So. One thing, I'd like to see a little more effort in the next year with respect to looking at the overall zoning code and the zoning map. I think one of the problems we're having with that Hilltop Way property is that there's no buffer between the A residential and the high density residential. And so we need to look for those issues on our zoning map and see if we can find ways of in the future softening those conditions. So.
Well, we had talked about researching what do we even want for a zoning update, and then during budget time going to the board and saying this is what we would like and give them some options on what it would cost and what it means if we get this versus this option. So, because I don't think we're piecemeal going to be able to fix all the different issues with our zoning code.
Right. So, but yeah, we do have that shown. The last item on the 2014 task is to essentially present a budget request to the board for a consultant.
So, Tracy, we almost need to start working backwards to meet some of these dates. If we say September, we want to submit it before budget time, we should start working on that like next month.
Yeah, because budget starts in August, September. So if it's something that the commission would like to get going on, whether it's looking at a consultant to do the zoning code, we definitely need to get going on that and get some prices together. So when it comes to budget time, we have that in place.
Well, like Roger's mentioned a few times, there's different types of zoning codes. So what do we even want as a community?
Right.
And I don't have a good answer for that. It's so those are the kind of discussions we should have now, have our discussions, get it in place, and then be ready for budget time and say this is what we want and why. And maybe we'll have to have an education session because there's going to be three new board members, so that might be another opportunity that we have as a planning commission to do a little bit of education before budget time. Any other comments? Otherwise, what I'm... Tracy, maybe you and I should work, or I could work with Alex, and we should try and prioritize maybe some of these things. I know some things are going to be major, like Hilltop. That's going to be big, and that'll be the priority. But if we could at least start sliding in, and we did a good job with this last year, we would slide in some of our work items after we did all the zoning or we did all the major discussion points. So I think we should continue to do that. And maybe we'll have a slow month sometime, and then we can hit more than one item, but that hasn't happened for a while.
And if you would, Chris, if you don't mind working with Alex on it, kind of go through, the timelines, and if you want to adjust those a little bit, if there's anything else you want to pull up into, 2014 items or change the timelines or don't have timelines or whatever you want, if you want to work with Alex, and then we can bring it back to the next meeting again. And Roger, just to clarify, so then in our 2014, we want to put look into budget items
and
look into budget for...
Well, the last bullet point is essentially, it's written oddly, I think it should say submit budget request for recodifying or modifying the zoning ordinance by a consultant for review by the village board. And then we should probably have that done by July rather than September.
Any other comments? Otherwise, I will work with Alex on kind of scheduling a rough date of things that we can try and fit in. Barb?
At the top of page 4, it just has reference to the Historic Preservation Committee and talks about if they're looking at any historic districts. And we're meeting with Mary Jane Herber from the De Pere Historic Preservation Commission to see how they went about working through their intensive survey and whether they did individually eligible properties or historic districts, so we'll have a better idea on the direction we might go after probably our February or March meeting. So it says February, but maybe that's a little optimistic.
Well, that's what we did last year, and we can move that. If,
okay.
What would you prefer? Can we push it back? I mean, we could do
at least a couple months so we have some time for discussion to decide which direction we'll be going with that. We've submitted a grant proposal to the state. We find out at the end of February 28th, the state is deciding if we get the grant to work towards having two municipal buildings be listed on the National Registry, so that's where we're starting right now. And there are potentially three historic districts that have been identified for being listed on the National Register. We don't know if we'll be tackling those or there are 13 or 14 individually eligible properties. We don't know which direction we're going yet. But
I guess just one... It's a little off-topic response, but as buildings are nominated or designated historic sites, it would be great to capture that. So the next time we go through an update and we don't spend a year plus of time trying to compile all the information, we just keep all that stuff because it makes life a lot easier for the next group. So would you prefer we push that back to July? Or?
Sure, that'd be good.
Okay. I think the key is we just wanted to have that discussion. And I think it was successful last year. Just something we, as all volunteers for the village, we should have that opportunity to reach out to other committees as appropriate.
This says staff or plan commission. Should we just say plan commission?
It's fine. I mean, it's a lot of the stuff I'm more... The verbiage doesn't bother me as long as it happens. So, I mean, if it's staff or if it's planning commission, I think sometimes when things, like we did our bike review and it was staff and planning commission, I think it's, maybe we don't need or, maybe it should be and. I mean. So we'll try and draft something up for next time, and then we can review it. And you know what? In a few short months, the next chair can change stuff however they want. So, do we need a... This is just a final review, so we don't need a motion. We'll just... Should we bring it one more time? Why don't we? Because then we can get the review of the dates. And then hopefully it's done. Our goal is next time is the last time we bring it to this group. Anything else on that agenda topic? Otherwise, agenda topic 9, next meeting date, February 24th, and agenda item discussion.
Hopefully he'll tap. We'll be back on that agenda. Also, they're still waiting for conditional use permit for the Purveya site for the new antennas they want to put on the building. So that might be on there as well. I also have another CSM that probably will be coming through in February. They're just kind of starting the process right now, but I think they'll be ready to go by February. But then if we bring the annual report back, and then I don't know if you want to discuss or have a separate line item or agenda item on 2014, or do you just want to, like Roger had mentioned, do you just want to wrap that into the annual report discussion?
That's, we can.
Well, I mean, if we agree on, you know, at least on a quarterly basis, the tasks we want to have deal with during those quarters, that's probably something we should all have a calendar of. So we know well in advance. Those of us who want to do some reading on those issues can do them, can do that. So
we'll have to plan out, because sometimes, I know once budget time happens, we lose our staff assistance because you're just torn in so many different directions.
Right.
We can try, so we'll have to be lighter during that time.
Then that's done. There's a list that everybody knows, and there's a set of expectations. And so we shouldn't be losing time on that. Everybody should be able to plan for having the appropriate amount of information.
If you're doing your annual report, and in there you're putting timelines on those tasks, mm-hmm. is that what you're looking for, a separate document, Roger?
I don't know. I'm just looking for something that where we will actually... where we can have a true expectation of, you know, dealing with this issue at this particular time. So if that means a separate calendar that we have, that we, you know, is just part of our packet every month, that's fine. If it can be handled with the annual report, that's fine, as long as all of us know that we're going to be discussing a particular item at a particular time. And again, those of us who want to do some research should be able to do that on a timely basis, be able to prepare. So.
So if you guys want to think about that too, how you'd like to handle it, you know, we can do it either way. If you have a desire to get a different type of calendar together that lays out more your meetings, and we can kind of, because like Chris mentioned at the beginning, I mean, we have certain items like the ones that I just mentioned that, you know, come and come regularly, but then we always have time that we could add in, you know, other things that we're looking at, whether it's to look at a consultant, to look at our zoning code, to look at the official map information, you know, some of that miscellaneous things that we really need to keep working on. So, you know, just think about it and see what you guys think. I'd want to kind of keep track of that, and we can certainly do it any way you want to.
Well, with Kristen and Alex working on getting some better dates in here or different dates, wouldn't that be enough?
I kind of agree with Roger on maybe including in our packet every month. It maybe it just has January, February, March, April, May, June, July, and every month. So next month, January would be off, but we could see maybe some of the big items we're intending to tackle through the rest of the year. And as things maybe get pushed back or pulled up on the calendar, we kind of have a running. Is that kind of what you're talking about?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that we would be able to see every month, okay, yeah, we're planning on this coming before us in December, or we're planning on dealing with this in July. That I think that might be helpful just to kind of get a whole year perspective. Maybe I can, I don't know.
So it doesn't have to be a calendar. It could just be a listing that we're going to do this.
Just a list of the meetings that we expect to happen.
Under each month heading, you can have one or two. I don't know.
I could see Alex and I, that's similar to what we're doing. Okay. I guess it's just maybe a little different format, but I...
And the format's not really important. I think for me it would be helpful to have it kind of month by month. Instead of in the format that it's in here is more of a report style format, which is appropriate for the report. But to kind of, and sometimes maybe once you get it all compiled like that, you might say, oh, wow, April has a lot on there. So maybe we can think about, maybe we want to do this in March instead. And so that might kind of rearrange how that would look.
I would also think that might be a good idea. I'm thinking about how we broke up the comprehensive plan when we wanted to review.
Yeah.
You know, rather than try and tackle it all at once, we kind of knew, well, we're going to do the first three chapters this month, the next two, and so on. So you kind of knew what to kind of read up on, or at least you knew how to schedule other things for that meeting, because you knew there's going to be a block of time taken for chapter 7 and 8 or whatever. So what you're saying, I think, would make sense. Just
I think it makes sense, especially for like the zoning stuff. But I'm not sure exactly how to break it up. I know we can have a discussion about what to, so I can start that, and we can block off time. But I don't know if you're going to be looking to me to give you a detailed. In 3 months, we're going to be this far along in the process. But we can.
I think for me, mostly maybe to get what we already have listed here, and kind of organize it under a certain number of months, and then say, well, does this sound reasonable? Is there something we should break out?
And we will try and include that in the packets, and so we can respond to it at the next meeting. That's fair. I guess one other area that concerns me a little bit, we've lost Adam now, and I know, like Judy, she's basically said she's trying to help us out when she can, but we're losing members, and basically we're not to the point yet, but we lose one or two people, and we potentially have some members up in April or May. Tracy?
We would have Rogers 4:30 of 14, Howard's 4:30 of 14, Penny is 4:30 of 14, Judy 4:30 of 14. So there's quite a few, and I'm hoping a lot of you will stay. But Judy, I just don't know if she's going to stay on. Adam, we know, is not going to stay on anymore. So we do need members. We're always short two alternates. I mean, Judy was an alternate, so we're two alternates short. If you know of anybody that would be interested, certainly send them our way.
And this is tough now with my new job. Where this meeting falls, I'll be in Madison the next 2 days, and it's going to be that way for the next year. So it's just tough to be away from home all the time, and now where the meeting falls, it's the least convenient week. It used to be the best, now it's the least convenient. So I'm going to try and fill my term as chair, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to stay in my on this planning commission to the end of the year. So that's why it'd be nice if we could get some new people in, train them, get them up to speed, and get them whatever information they need so we can keep this moving forward.
Chris's term as chair does expire in May, so he cannot run again because he's done two terms, so we'll need a new and a chair for sure, starting with the June meeting.
Yep.
So keep that in mind, you guys.
And has there been any other recruiting besides, I see that the village clerk puts out the notice, but has there been any interest or not really? There's just so many committees and commissions and boards.
Yeah, I haven't checked with Debbie to see if she's gotten any applications recently. Usually when she does, they go on, we try to film pretty quick, you know, try to get them involved as soon as they show an interest. And there's nothing, you know, no approvals on our next village board meeting, so I'm assuming there aren't anybody, there is not anybody that has put in for one of our boards or committees. We do try to get the word out at, like, our economic development committee meetings. We get it out at the EBA meetings. And at different meetings where we always are mentioning it. But, you know, people are so busy that sometimes it's very difficult to get somebody. But and we put it in the paper. You know, we always have it in our Alamo Alloy booklet and try to get the word out. But sometimes people that are on the committee, them speaking up and, you know, recruiting people is one of the most effective ways to do it, because you guys are, you know, doing it firsthand. You know what it's about. You know what it is. And hopefully you're enjoying it and you can get somebody else to go on and get involved. So your help in getting the word out is part of it, too.
Tracy, is there a year-long calendar that has roughed out all of the projected meeting dates for the different committees?
You know, I don't know if it's a year-round calendar that we have. Basically, all committees meet, you know, fourth Monday of the month or whatever, just like we are. This committee, because of site plan review and PDD, we do have a calendar out for the whole year that's available. That's on the documents that you guys approved earlier. But I don't think every committee has something as specific as that. It's in the All About Alley, and it says when they meet and what, you know, what time they meet and what days. And then we have a monthly schedule we do put out each month. That's on the website about everybody. Right. But I don't think we have really a year one that would list every single meeting on it. Okay. You know, and some of the committees, Chris, I mentioned this earlier, they don't meet as often. This committee meets, I mean, you guys very rarely have a month off. And sometimes you have two meetings in a month because of things that are going on. So you're a very busy committee. You know, our traffic and safety, they very rarely meet. You know, so Park and Rec, they don't meet every month. They maybe meet every other. So different committees have different time constraints, too. So some of them just aren't as busy as other ones. So you guys are on the busy one.
I was just joking. I've been on the Board of Ethics for over 3 years, and we've never met. So that's the best gig I've ever had, but okay. Yeah, that's... Anything else? Any other agenda topics? Okay, Alex, I'll be working with you on that. The final topic is adjournment. Is there a motion?
So moved.
By Retzloff, is there a second? Trustee Dart? Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The motion carries. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.